Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Hop on in, hop on in. This is Bunny Dean. I'm just coming at you for a little bit today. I just have a few things to talk about. Let's discuss some friends. Let's see what kind of friends we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss those friends that say they're your friend, but at the same time, you're not too sure about it. You know, whatever you do, they have something to say about it. However you do it, they have something to say about it. Yet and still, they consider themselves your friend. Now, listen to this. Now, if you decide wherever you live, that's where you want to live. You do what you want to do. If you decide to come up from where you were brought up from, you know, then you can do it. You know, I look at it this way. Hey, if it's beneficial to you, then do it. Let me explain something to you. I have a friend, associate, however you want to call it, that I don't know. You know how you get stuck in a place and you don't know how to move forward. Well, I'm moving forward. So I'm going to do bigger and better things, reach for bigger and better things, because that's what I want to do. I live in a little place, a town, a city, not very big, but it's big enough. Now, I plan on moving to a different area. And I mentioned it to my so-called whatever friend. And like a little suburban area, which is okay, you know. And she said, I'm trying to keep up with the Jones. How am I going to keep up with the Jones? And that's not my last name. But it's all good because I want to do what I want to do. If I decide to move into a cave, that's my business. I do what I want to do. But let me get off of that. But at the same time, you know, here you have a person that is stuck in her ways and really don't have that much to do. She does have a job and children, basically grown children. No one that really depends on her. And she vicariously lives her life through her children. And I'm not going to say that because they live their own life. She's always in the middle of it, which is, you know, crazy to me. But hey, we do what we do. Okay, now, she's in an age range where when you know better, you do better. That's what I was always taught. So, me, myself, when I feel like I want to better myself, I'm going to do it. And that's what I do. So, I may decide to hop up one day and leave out of town and just because I want to. I'm at the point where living your best life, because tomorrow isn't promised to anybody. So, I'm just going to say, whatever I do, she has something to say about it. And I mean, her opinion is her opinion, and that's fine. That's fine with me. But at the same time, know your place. What do you need to be doing? Instead of criticizing, you should be trying to get to a place where you are comfortable. See, if I move, wherever I move to, I'm going to make myself comfortable. I'm going to be comfortable. I don't have to stay in a place if I don't want to. To me, when you want better, you do better. You know, so that's what, that's how you get successful. And right now, peace and happiness is success for some. But I want more than that. I want my grandchildren happy. I want my children happy. I don't want to have them wonder and worry about anything. So this is why every once in a while I come on here and say and do a little bit of bunnyisms. And bunnyisms to me means words that you're going to hear. You have probably heard them before, but the way I see them, you might be thinking, she's right. I'm never going to say I'm always right because I'm not always right. I'm wrong probably 20% of the time, and I'm not going to say too much. I may, you know, when you ask me my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. It's certain things that I see in people that you may not see in them that I may mention. Just like some men, they can be shit talkers. All bullshit aside, or however you want to put it, excuse my French, but hey, if you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. Some men know how to talk a good game, and that's fine and dandy. But when you're a woman and you consider yourself my friend and you tell me a few lines that these men have said to you, sometimes I can see right through them, and I'm going to tell you about it. But again, to each his own, you can do whatever you want to with whatever man you see. I really don't care. Just leave me out of it. Don't tell me nothing about it because I don't want to hear about it. I'm not going to discourage you. I'm just going to let you know what I feel, how I feel about him. And that's on you. If you continue to be with him, then that's you. You can say the same thing about me and my relationship. But it's okay because we're all human. But at the same time, quit telling people what they need to do. If it didn't work for you, then that's you. It may work for them. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to tell you. If you ask me, I'm going to give my opinion. This is plain simple as that. But that's all good too. And another thing. Yeah, I know I'm jumping from subject to subject. I'm just things that are on the top of my brain right now. Things are on the tip of my tongue that I just heard people say and just been discussing certain things with people and listening to people. And I just said, well, it's time to hop on the bunny trail. Let me get this out. I know some of you all listen to me one, two, or however many of you all want to listen to me or however you listen to me. That's fine and dandy. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. I'm just trying this thing out just to see how it goes. I myself live in the Midwest where it's cold sometime, hot sometime. It's winter. We got snow a few weeks ago. And today, I think it got up to 40 degrees. Well, that's fine and dandy, but it's still winter. And again, I'm going to say this. It's just some things that are on my mind that I speak. Yeah, I may have a topic. I've been thinking about a few topics, but I don't have that following yet that can, interact with me and say, well, Bunny, do this, Bunny, do that. No, I'm just speaking from Bunny. That's it. And if you like what you hear, then get back with me, interact with me, and let me know a few things, how you feel, what you want to hear. I know my husband said he wanted me to do an after dark bunny talk, but I have a few young listeners, I do believe so, and I don't want to subject them to that, but hey, I'll let you know ahead of time. I just may come back with another bunny episode. So, let's see. You all think about the weekend. It is almost Super Bowl day. Super Bowl Sunday is almost here. I hope you all are going to enjoy it. And Valentine's Day is the next day. Are you in a relationship? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Do you expect anything from Valentine's Day? Or are you just neutral? You know, some people go all the way out for Valentine's Day. And you got to think about If you're in a relationship, surprises should come your way anyway. Gifts should come your way anyway. You know, don't just say Valentine's Day is the day of knowing how you feel. Because I'm going to give you all this story and I'm going to give you this scenario. Almost 9 years ago, well, it will be 9 years ago this year, God's willing. I met a man and nice guy, but long story short, he proposed to me the day after Valentine's Day. Now, some people could say, oh, after Valentine's Day. Well, we had to work, so we discussed what we were going to do and how we were going to spend our time. And it was the day after. I had no idea that this man was going to propose to me. That day, it was a Friday, and he proposed to me. And when I tell you, it was a shock. It really was a shock. Not only did he propose to me that day, we went and got our marriage license. And I can tell you right now, you know, I listen to these women that say, you're the side chick if you don't get nothing after on Valentine's Day and he sees you the day after because you're probably the side chick or however it goes or whatever, you know, happens if you're not there on Valentine's Day. You know, that's fine and dandy. People can say what they want to say. But the day after Valentine's Day for me was a deal breaker. You know, I look at the fact, okay, again, people say, okay, February the 15th is side chick day. Well, if I was a side chick, I guess I was the good side chick. I don't know. But I thank and praise God for him and me and how things came about. But ladies, I just want to tell you, be your own Valentine. Love yourself first. Self-love is the best love. When you look in the mirror, think about what the song says, "Good morning, gorgeous." If you've heard that, understand that you are the most beautiful person in the world. You love yourself. You know, self-love, again, is the best love. If you can get up in the morning and start your day and keep it moving and not worry about having a relationship. Yes, as women, we all want to be in a relationship. We want a good man. Men want a good woman or however. But be good to yourself first. If you be good to yourself, then when people come to you with mess and want to use and abuse you in a relationship, you know how to take it and you know how to walk away. You can hop on down a bunny trail and say, hey, I've moved on. Because sometimes that's what it takes. No, all the time that's what it takes to love yourself, be good to you, you know. I don't care if you spend a dollar on a candy bar sometime, but do it for you, no one else. You know, give yourself love. Make sure that your day is fulfilled with what you want, how you want to do it. You set your atmosphere. You know, you don't let anybody set your day for you. You make sure that you are that light that's going to shine bright and people are going to see your light shine. You make sure that you're the best you can be. You know, let them see, you know, that the sun shines on you and no gray, cloudy skies are around you. Make sure that you are the light. Make sure you are very bright. Make sure what you do is going to make you be you. You know, do it for you. Love yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. You know, so I'm saying that because there are going to be a lot of hearts broken on Valentine's Day. I've had my heart broken several times. And it's not a good feeling. No one wants to be alone. But if you have to be alone, enjoy yourself and love yourself, and it doesn't matter. Sometimes it's good to take yourself out to eat by yourself, because you can think. You can think about all the things that need to happen, that used to happen, or how you're going to change your life for the better. You know, sometimes the quiet times are the money-making move times. And, you know, that's when you do your most thinking, you know. And spiritually, that's when you need to sit down and reflect on things and talk to, you know, talk to the Lord. And you'll have questions answered, because it's self. Sometimes you don't need nobody but you. See, when you get you together, everything else falls into place. So start hopping, jumping, skipping, doing whatever you need to do to get into the place of just you, if that's what you want to do. If you want to be a better you, love you, support you, get your mindset for just you. You know, and sometimes even in relationships, we have to make sacrifices, you know, especially us women that have been by ourselves or doing things by ourselves for many, many years. And then that person comes into your life and you don't know how to share, because you've been alone so long. You don't know how to share. It's all about you. Learn how to share and learn how to care. You know, you can easily say, that happened, I don't care. When you know good and dang on well, you care. You care. So learn how to share and learn how to care. Learn how to get up and start all over again. Learn how to hop to it and do it. That's going to be my motto. 2022, hop to it and just do it. You know. Stop procrastinating, because, well, I've done a lot of procrastinating and I'm still procrastinating. I got this little hop on with Bunny Dean and I'm don't even spend the time that I need to spend to hop on, to have you all hop on. And when you hop on, I see there are a few listeners and I love it. You know, so, hey, make it happen for you. If I've been an inspiration, let somebody know to hop on a bunny trail. I don't know when I'm going to come on and you know, just speak to you all, but I'm going to try to make it more often. So enjoy your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Enjoy every day of your life. Love yourself and be blessed.